Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night same-game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head, Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20, dashing off halfback, takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200 plus open group, or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change. T's and C's apply and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Impact Armour, the shin guard made for rucks by rucks. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus. Nick Butler alongside Wild Thing Draper, Big Goals. And we've got a special guest today, Yvonne Soldo from the Tigers. Welcome. The ultimate spirit animals with us.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in studio. God, what a presence we have right now. We were a three-headed beast, and now we're four-headed beast. And what are you doing?
Research.
Oh, I thought you were Netflix for a minute. It's like, are you that bored already?
Yeah. You've been in the pod zone for half an hour. You're studying in a private, in a little Hutchie's private office.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about today. We've got a nice starting midfield, us four.
It'd be nice. Ever, I know. Yeah.
Good. Before we rock in, please follow and subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. I'm losing my voice. I'm a bit hoarse.
I'm just glad you did that bit first. The last two episodes, you haven't done that.
I'm sort of rolling out with your man flu from a couple of weeks ago. Oof, so it's
not
just,
good.
No, I'm a bit half dead here, but we'll get through. Mm. Hey, how are all your big man weeks? Just give me some gold.
What do I do? Well, I didn't do any rucking, that's for sure. Just a couple of frothies down at Hotel Sorrento. Mm. I was down there on the weekend, just making sure everyone's all right down there, shaking a few hands. You know, shout out to the Miles Pitt. And Miles was very, you know, his generosity and hospitality was unbelievable. So thank you to him.
Bit of a junket, was it?
Oh, just good to see good people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, always good people there. So that was me. Mm. How was your weekend?
Yeah, busy. Game Friday. 150 year anniversary gala dinner Saturday night, which is good. We'll get into that in a bit. Big Tom Belchamer's wedding Sunday. So big going on, yeah. So
bit of a country wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, down in Dalesford. It was beautiful.
Ooh, yeah.
Love that.
And big
the
bye.
You had the bye, didn't you?
No, we had the bye the week before, but played Thursday.
That's right.
Against Port. Yeah. Port. Yeah, and then got the win, and then sort of just had to go straight into the next week. Love train that. Saturday and Sunday.
That's a messy week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Not ideal, but
not ideal at all.
We'll have a chat about the footy in a minute, but
something happened in that game.
Hey,
someone was raw dogging it in there.
Big, what's his name?
Jeremy Finlayson.
Finlayson was raw dogging.
Sure, the boys.
I
stood up and said, "This guy's not around here. I'm not around here at all."
Did you say something to him?
Nah. I was pretty flat with that. No respect given.
Not even a ruckman comes
it
in.
Wasn't
no shit.
Terrible bands. Either. No, I mean, you guys, you beat him, but you two monsters up against a raw dogging Finlayson.
Yeah,
it's ballsy.
But he kind of knew what he was doing. Like, was he trying to make a statement?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He chose to jump sometimes and didn't the others, and it was frustrating.
Does that throw you out when you know they're not the best jumper and they don't jump? Does that like generally throw you out?
Yeah, because your eyes are up at the ball, and then I sort of like looked around at my other mates like, can you tell me? He's not jumping.
Just jump into me, please, with those unprotected shins.
It's the worst feeling ever when you tap it. Like they try and shark your hit and you just hit it straight to them. It's not good.
I've never done to me in a while, though.
Keep going.
Can we rip into you? Because you're
performance was good. You were right up and about, kicking snags and
thank you.
DMs were flying.
Contested marks.
Kids were doing celebrations in the pub. The measurement, they're flat, you didn't do the measurement.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. I get a bit too hyped up when I kick a goal. I haven't kicked one in a while, so I was pretty hyped.
And there was a bit of screen time. You're checking yourself out.
Was there?
Well, yeah, which is fair enough. That. I would too.
You looked up at the screen.
I looked up at the screen, yeah. I don't know, check the mullets going, looking good, but you got to do what you got to do.
It's a big game. It's a bit happening, that game. Pre-game was unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it was awesome, yeah. We knew there was going to be a bit going into it. But, yeah, to have all those past players, legends of the club, like down there is pretty special, and then do the huddle with them pre-game was, yeah, something I remember for a long time. It was, yeah, pretty cool.
What did Hep say? Roughly? Surely you remembered it.
Looked
good.
It looked good. It was just sort of about. Just saying about, yeah, what it means for the club and what these guys around us in the huddle mean to the club and how we try and do them proud. So something along those lines.
Jeez. Terry Danaher looked like he wanted to hit someone. Like he was a tough bugger, Terry Danaher. Yeah. His eyes. He's the eye roller. Yeah. Like he was really stimulated. It was like hairs on the back of your neck stuff. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Can I ask you as well about your letter? So past players wrote the current players a letter and yours is Mark McCurry. Like, can you give us a little bit of what he said?
Yeah, so we had it was pretty cool. It came in like a box, a 150-year box, and had a special jumper that we were wearing. Had every single past player's name on the jumper that's played in 150 years. Got a letter from Mark and just he was just saying for me to enjoy myself and go out and have a crack. It was really special. Every single player got one, so it was pretty cool. I'll keep that
forever. Was it on forever. Like an Essendon letterhead? Or was it just like a notepad, like, hey, have a good game?
No, it was a proper letterhead, okay, cool. Yeah.
So you could frame that.
Yeah, you could frame that, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you boys ever done anything like that? You're premiership players and everyone who's a premiership player becomes a life member. So has there been anything like that with the Tigers? You bonded with the older generation?
Not really. We do have a lot of past players around the club, like from 30-odd years ago, like Flea.
Flea Waitman.
Yeah, he's still around. A few other blokes flow through, but the letter stuff is something we did similarly, but not with players around the club. It was just like you either got a letter from like a family member before a game or something like that. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty special.
That'd be tears.
And for a while, Dima got into some really weird stuff for a while, like giving you gifts and themes. Like, can you give us what were your favourite one or two of those? Because he was right into it for a while. You're wearing black T-shirts.
It's still going. It is still going.
Yeah,
still
going. I heard about this. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It was shirts for a long time, and now it's like little gifts you can actually use. Like, he was massive into vinyls, and not many blokes had vinyl players, but we got plenty. There's definitely some at our place that haven't even been opened, so you can use those. Yeah. But it's sort of related to a theme of the week. So say speaks about the Beatles and how. Oh, not that. I'm not massive on them, but he'd like teach us a little learning lesson from them and then give us the vinyl for the week. Cool. And it's sort of tied into their pre-game.
Yeah. Underrated part of coaching. Is it all about connection, like feeling connection to him and just that inner fire? I mean, you wouldn't bother otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely comes with his like his hobbies. Like he'll put like Metallica stuff in and like not many blokes are massive on hard rock and stuff, but
so he's a Sandman.
Who loved Sandman? It was Kingers. Kingers loved Sandman. Like, he's a massive Metallica fan out in Kingsley.
Yeah, yeah.
So he plays that shit in the gym all the time.
That's so good.
Yeah, but it's actually pretty good. Like, just gives you a different musical taste. Like, yeah, because it's all rap at the moment at the club. But
really,
rapping.
Yeah, Shay loves his rap. And,
Drapes in a Skrillex at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Bangarang, all that.
I'm trying to think what Rocket would give to me back in the day. It's like, I don't think there was any gifts getting around.
Just abuse. You got abuse.
Just absolutely hurling abuse at you, just confirming how shit you are.
Fans know that it's so intricate and all these little things go on that keep you motivated. I'm a nerd for this stuff. I love it.
You do like this stuff, don't you?
Do.
You know what I like? I like the feedback that we're getting every week.
Feedback. Failure's feedback.
I know. I just want to confirm, I've had some feedback to my own that when I'm reading these out, I sound a bit, you know, silly because I'm stuffing up words, but we love you all for sending the stuff in, and we know that the taller we get, sometimes spelling can be a bit harder.
Yes.
So I'm reading these as is, and I'll try and do my best on the fly to make it sound normal.
Just read them, mate.
Okay, here we go. Darcy O'Rourke, onto your mixtape. You know how you had your stats on it? Your position.
Yes.
Height, weight. On that, they picked out...
I have a tiger.
They picked out that you put 198 centimetres on there.
At the time, I was. So you grew I grew at 25.
Well, he said, I thought this was a 200-plus podcast.
To be fair, he is always wearing RMs, so he's 200-plus in RMs.
Without and a bit of a quaff. Yeah. I'll get to 200.
We'll give you that.
But very good by whoever said that.
Yeah, good feedback. Samuel Dunn, umpires need to stay out of the ruck battle. It's not Drape's fault. They have a piss ant with a piece of cardboard on his shin as a second ruck. That's referring to Jack Silvani.
Fair.
So, did you do something to Jack? Do you remember? Do anything?
You get a free.
How was he actually? We spoke about him before. Thing is, Ruckman.
Yeah. He was actually talking to me during the game. He was sort of just saying little things like, oh, go easy on me here or stuff like that. But no, he's a good fella. To be fair, he cracks in and
he does crack in.
Yeah, pretty ballsy from him, but no, he was good.
He does. Tom Emmis, Eames, one or the other. Yeah. Okay, so awesome work by Draper, slotting a goal after taking a great mark on a small pissant defender. However, I thought the discussion had been regarding celebrations. Really concerning seeing Drapes not follow through with the promises.
Yeah.
Well, we addressed that. You forgot.
Yeah. If I start kicking a few more, then we'll lock it in. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Love that the kids are doing it, though, in the
massive,
pub.
Massive. And
measuring themselves.
Yeah. We're going to get off the ground. And this one we've spoken about already with Big Ivan. Geez, boys, Finn Layson having an absolute mare out there with a death wish. No shin guard on.
The Impact armour in here half an hour before the show, so we've got a few spares. Yeah. I might send them over to Port Adelaide.
Actually, connections we need over to. There.
They know you. You almost played for them.
Almost. I'll we'll go back. Yeah, way back.
Magpies legend. So we'll...
Express self-legend. Oh, no. No, that was good feedback. Remember, keep bringing it in. Drapes is going to try and... Remember your celebration.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
Did you leave out a few rude ones? Are we on our best behaviour because he was with us?
He left out a few, I reckon.
Well, I'm being told by the producers I get eyeballed hard. I know you just run with what you want, but I get eyeballed hard. Do you want me to go with them?
You've got more to lose. Yeah, go. There's one about edging.
Yeah.
Okay. Robbie Stewart's made something up here. I think the last 3 weeks we are edging towards the team we want to be. And that's in reference to Collingwood.
That's Craig McRae's quote.
They're edging.
I was going
to ask Nick Dacos about edging this morning, but he wouldn't talk to me.
No, we'll tell you. Do you want to tell everyone what happened?
Well, yeah, I was down at Collingwood before the pod because I always go to the winners. I'm the big friendly journalist and always go to the winners. And I said to the cameraman, hey, Nicky, don't worry about those boys, mate. We'll get Nicky Dacos, young fella, you know, dominated 33 touches. And I never go in, you'll appreciate this, never go in Mike Hot. Don't go in Mike Hot. Give the bloke a chance to say no. Because I don't say no to me much. But I was sort of really swinging my donk around at the cameraman and said, just don't roll yet, mate. I'll just have a chat to Nicky, you know, we're mates. And I go, hey, Nick, mate, got 2 minutes? And he gave me, nah, mate, nothing. Gotta go.
Yeah.
That's about as bad
as it gets. Words getting out, mate.
Nah, mate, gotta go.
Well, I think words, you're doing yourself now, you know, no favours because you're telling all these stories of unsuccessfully trying to get people on for interviews.
Nah, but they still come on.
Well, you forced Drapes into
one
last
of your
week.
Teammates, Jack Revon, actually sprays the media. Like, actually says, what are you doing with your life and stuff like that? He's quite...
So fair.
Jeez.
Yeah, that might be a bit harsh, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't.
No.
But anyway, old Nicky Dacos, he owes me a favour.
He does. There's another one, Luke Spencer. He reckons he sent a screenshot in the Tigers into the top eight after edging battered power in tough slog. So the edging tactic is really... taking off here. Edging the other team. Unusual tactics.
We've brought a word back into the footy vernacular, that's for sure.
Edging's back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I met this bloke at the pub when I was at Hotel Sorrento, thanks to Miles Pitt, on the weekend. Thomas Duncan, couple of very big boys shaving down and playing up at Sorrento Hotel. I have no idea who that guy is, but he told me he was a Hawthorn legend. I don't know his name, but he wouldn't have a ruck off in the middle of dance.
That's fantastic. Mate. This is good.
No, thank you. That's the feedback I've got.
Someone said I look like Matt DeBoer.
Oh, yeah. Where is that?
No, who cares? But I just thought, do I look like Matt DeBoer?
A little bit.
Haircut
does it.
Yeah, fair
Matt
enough.
DeBoer.
Reasonable feedback.
Reasonable.
Weird. I did like this one. So when the young kids started going bunter, when you were going bunter on the field and everyone was doing Drapes and rucking and pushing guys out of the way and the DMs were flying, one of little Hutchie's little henchmen, Baldy, said to one of the young kids at the pub, mate, do you mind if we use this on the 200-plus story? It was a young fella getting measured in the pub. And the kid wrote back to little Hutchie's mate, "Show us your donk." So I got in trouble. I got a formal email from Baldy saying, "Mate, you're like,
you stop
ruining the minds of these kids."
Nah, you've ruined it. Well done, mate.
Big donk energy.
Well done, mate.
We're away. Can I tell a couple from the weekend? Aside from getting fresh aired by Nick Dacos, I played golf with Dylan yesterday, Sunday, little Hutchie.
Yeah,
and I met his new mates. Who are all like 75. It's really weird. Seen this part of his life? He keeps it a bit squirreled away. That he's a member down at La Trobe, and I had a hit with him at 7 o'clock, and he goes, "Oh, mate, I'll meet a few of my golf mates," and I'm pretty excited, thinking these will be young tradies or something.
Yeah.
It's like Bertie, Ronald and Bruce, and they're just all terrible. In their 70s, chatting about super.
Terrible. So, terrible. You a golfer?
Nah.
Nah? Haven't got the bug?
Nah. There's a few blokes in the club that do, but. No. I've got the custom clubs made and everything. Had one here.
Customs.
Just haven't touched them.
Haven't touched it,
yeah. Need big. They're called lengths you put in them? Yeah. Called, big. Yeah. Mate, big.
Can we rip into your story now? Because I love it. Mm. You were like a late starter. Yep. Grew up in Canberra, played hoops mainly.
Yep.
And then with a little bit of help from your cousin, Ivan Marich, just to get you in the door.
Mm.
Mate, you roll down to the Tigers and become a premiership player. Like, how raw were you at the start?
Pretty raw. very, very raw. Not much. Yeah, I didn't play footy at all growing up. Up until I was about 16, first time I even thought about it. So, yeah, it was weird.
Mate, that's a real late. I mean, Drapes was as well. This one could be bullshit, but it's getting round and it's cool. So I want to ask you, did you learn a bit of your ruck craft by being a bouncer on Swan Street?
Yeah, that. Oh, I actually don't know how that happened. I don't know how that's gained traction, but I think that has nothing. There's a complete lie.
Have you ever been a bouncer?
Oh, I worked for a security company. But customer service. It wasn't definitely.
Oh, there's a bit of body work involved in that.
Is there any body work?
I was working at Canberra Stadium and I was behind a screen. I was like, looked after Lost and Found. That was it.
It's no relevance to rucking at all. No. It's a good old-fashioned bullshit story.
I love that story.
Ben Lennon made that rumour up, I'm pretty sure.
It's a good one.
It's unreal.
Because
it stuck and we all went with it. Every media type, because the media gets a bit of a bad rap, but the media do love a good story better than a shit one.
Yeah.
It doesn't always seem like that because shit stories sell papers and all that, but the fact people were picturing you throwing blokes out of like the depot.
Unreal.
And going, that's why he's a strong ruckman. He's been doing it for years. Yeah. And you've ruined it.
Yes, lost and found. Yeah. So, no, not me, boys. Not there.
No, maybe I should run with it. No.
Please do.
Back to Swan Street. Back in the day.
But early days, Tigers, like, you sort of had to go back and start at the Knights, didn't you? So were you like an overage playing in the TAC Cup?
Yeah, I was like young for my year. So I'd finished school and I was still 17. And then throughout that year and even the next year, 2019, I was playing TAC Cup, and I was training at Richmond, driving to Preston, and then like playing out in Gippsland and stuff.
Oh.
It was pretty grim, but
that is grim.
Yeah, kind of sucked.
Credit to you.
Sitting in the XR6, back's getting sore. Like,
would you roll up in Tigers gear?
No, I did have like
Knights gear.
But,
just let him know trades in Tigers gear. Just to let him know.
Just let him know. Hate me even more.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So what I'm seeing here, didn't play a game in the first 2 years in seniors.
Yeah.
How was that? Because that would have been tough.
Yeah, it was. I appreciate it. But like, there's no expectation for me at all. So I was just purely on potential was the reason why they picked me up. Like, they never who knew how good I was, if I was even going to be good. So
yeah.
First 3 years I was playing like VFL and we had heaps of talls as well.
Yeah.
Like Sean Hampson, Ben Griffiths, Ty Vickery, and they were in and out of the first, which was hard for them, but that made me go even lower in the pecking order and I was playing for 12 minutes, like a half, I reckon.
Still in like the twos though.
Yeah.
Oh mate, I played thirds, mate. You don't want to go there. Oh, yeah.
Lucky they had their own. Yeah. They were Coburg.
Give them the Coburg twos.
No, they didn't have that luckily.
No, I had a bit of that, don't you? 11:50 starts and your dad's sort of like eating a bacon and egg roll, like having his breakfast and you're playing. It's terrible.
That's stiff, yeah.
But did you have the belief that you'd make it? Mate, that's about as far back as you can be in league footy.
Yeah,
like you're throwing on the Knights jacket on the way down to Gippsland.
Yeah, wow. I didn't really know how good I could have been. Like a lot of blokes played a lot of junior footy, wanted to play AFL, and I just like enjoyed competing and playing, being a professional athlete. That's all I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah, right. And when did it click? You know, all of a sudden, I remember you played your first game. Mm. You actually broke the hitouts record for a debutante, which is a nice little stat.
Yeah.
That's not a bullshit story.
That's true, yeah. That is true, yeah.
Bad for a bouncer?
Not bad. I think I didn't even play against a ruckman, though. They played against, like, Dunkley. Josh Dunkley was the second ruck.
Raw dogging it.
No, Raw dogging it. And Tom Boyd, yeah. So
our Boyd, and he's not a real ruckman. He was too talented to play in the ruck.
But he was strong. Oh, yeah, he's a big boy. I actually saw him on Friday. He's looking pretty comfortable at the moment.
Yeah, he's pretty relaxed, isn't he?
His life, he looks good. But, yeah, that first game, it was just, I only played because of injuries and suspensions. So, I mean, I took it, mate. Yeah, I definitely took it. Yeah,
100%.
Did you guys see the footage of the new big man in the twos? He's massive.
He's huge. He's talking to the media today.
What's his name? 213?
Mate. It looked like mate.
So how is mate?
Yeah, mate's good.
He's raw?
219.
He's getting bigger by the second.
No, he's 13.
Yeah, 213.
He's the biggest on a list.
Yeah,
he looks ginormous.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Scary proposition.
Dimmer actually said Marte will be the next you.
Okay.
Which is a rap. He loves you, Dimmer. He reckons you're one of the best stories he's experienced in his, like, 30 years in the game.
I'll take that, okay.
Tell us about your shin guard. What kind of setup you're rocking? Because Drapes has got a full custom-built... I think there's like an ensuite in there and stuff. It's massive.
Yeah.
What are you running? The custom built one?
Yeah, I got a custom one made by, isn't Orthopedis?
Yep.
Yeah. So molded the cast.
Carbon fiber.
Yeah, carbon fiber.
Protected. Protected.
Yeah, nice and light. Yeah. But,
how about your first one?
Oh, soccer shin guard.
Leg.
Yeah, and then I just kept changing it. And now this one I've stuck to. But funny story, I was preparing for like an intra club and I had my boots and my shin guard on top. And then just where this is just before you run out to the rooms. From the rooms to the ground. And then there's like, boy just put jerseys to sign for like family and friends. And they all grabbed Texas and saw my shin guard. So that's all. My shin guard's got the whole team signed on it. It's pretty good.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that. That's good.
That's so
good. I did some asking around to see if we can get some any info on you.
This would be good.
Your mate Callum Moore. I had to get some gossip off you. But he didn't have too much. He said you're too smart and didn't get in trouble too much. It was him getting in trouble. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
But you did say that you went to DEFCON 1 in Sydney.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through that?
That was unreal, yeah. I think it was the last time they had that festival because they cancelled it after.
Do you know what DEFCON is, Buds?
No. I was thinking it's just like a computer game or something. Please tell me, what's DEFCON?
DEF. It's just like
Marte. DEFCON.
Pronunciation's not a thing. Look, it's this hard style festival. It's like hardcore music. And I went there with
electronic,
like trance,
Technic, yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of
fun. Wow,
did you Gabba?
You're a big man to be rocking that stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of people with like masks on and all these like parachute pants, like shuffling, and I'm just like going in front of the stage, grabbing on the rail.
That is so good.
Yeah, that is huge.
That would be physical. Physical.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Like I was pretty blind. Like I lost my mate for like 6 hours. No reception. Found each other at the end of it. So, but that was a lot of fun. Anything else I'm about to say?
Good. Yeah. I like this.
That's great. Yeah. Come on,
Drapes.
Where's the next one?
Being good, Drapes, you're carrying the show.
He didn't have much. He's a bit pressed you now, but they couldn't think of anything. He said you're too smart.
Who do you knock around with at the club? Like, who are your real best buds?
It's usually blokes you get drafted with. So like Jace Castagna, pretty close with. A couple of young boys, pretty good. Like, we lost Patrick Nash last year.
He was a great value.
But Dion and I live together, Dion Prestia.
Yeah.
So we're always like, hanging out with each other at the moment.
I've got a bit of a man crush on one of your teammates at the moment in like Snake Baker, Liam Baker.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a jet.
Yeah, he's actually
He's tough. He plays like a big man and he's about 5'2".
Yeah.
Like elite skills, little mullet. Mm. Gun player. I'm sure internally you guys reckon he's top of the pops.
Yeah, definitely. He's he's the shortest bloke on the list, but
he never does anything wrong.
No, he's it's funny. Like if a ball like spits at him and it's a wet day, I sort of just like, he's gonna win. I'm just gonna get ready for the next play. Yeah, he's sort of just know he's gonna be clean. Long fingers. And he's got this like long torso, so he's like hard to move for a little star. A real long,
long torso. That's like,
it has to be.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, Bakes is a gun, and he is great.
Never gets any like Well, he does get a bit of fanfare because he just never plays badly. But he's one of those guys that wanders through the car park. Media just let him go because he looks like a good bloke.
Mate, you're in
his
boot.
Jack, and Jack abuses him.
Busts in his boot waiting for him. Can I get a question, please?
Please.
Love that. That's great. That bouncer story is unreal. I'm rolling with it everywhere I go.
That's a good one. Hey, Drapes' Diaries. Bit of background for Big Ivan. So Drapes likes to get the 200-plus families involvement in him doing stuff on his day off.
Nice.
So he's done a bit of pottery, watched an old corny 90s movie that I made him watch, and a bit of pasta making was on the books.
Yes, didn't get to it this week, but I'm booked in to do it Thursday night for a last little carb load, nice. Bit of homemade pasta.
Friday game again.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're up and about with Dons. yeah, a bit of beef ragu, I reckon, is going to be the go for Friday for Thursday night.
Is this a formal class or someone's nono or what are you doing?
No, I'll look it up. I'll do some research and go some homemade. But yeah, open some more suggestions on the DMs and stuff. One. But it was a busy weekend and busy week for me. My fellow 200-plus mentor, Tom Bellchamber's wedding, which was awesome. Had some fond memories of him just beating the shit out of me at training me just loving it. But he was great man to me, and it was a really special day to be there with him.
Is a rite of passage for the old bull, young bull ruck duo. Like, if he doesn't beat you up, you might turn into a soft cock.
Correct.
There's love there from you.
Pretty much. He was just constantly testing me out. I remember one day on the piss, I think at the end of the season, he just kept just trying to bash me pretty much all night and just getting in my face, and I just had to keep fronting up and pretending I wasn't scared. And he was just testing me out. But I think he liked that I didn't back down. But he ended up handing me down the number two.
Big boy, Tommy.
So he handed me down the number two when he retired. So that was, we got a special bond, me and him. So.
You weren't that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. There comes a point, I reckon, in your rucking career, you boys will know this, where you're like, I can fucking take you now.
Yeah.
So you've been in the system for a couple of years, they're bashing you a bit, you know, absolutely abusing you, and then you go 1 year, oh, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You are fucked.
It's just the young bull gets horns.
Come back.
It happened with me and Shane Mumford in 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. I know.
But it's a very good point.
Yeah.
Mine was Josh Fraser, my third year.
Rogan Josh.
And I thought, geez, you put a bit of muscle in here this third year. I'm fit. Josh isn't looking that good. A bit old. You're fucked. Let's go. Day one.
Yours is probably a bit different. Is it cousin?
Heaps of older boys as well.
He's one of the best blokes in the world, your cousin. Can you tell us a bit about your bond with Ivan Maric, who was, I said this to you, he was the cult figure with the mullet before you were. I mean, they were selling mullets.
Yeah.
Did he make coin out of that?
He's too nice to accept the money. He wouldn't have. No, he's like his family as well, but he's a ruck coach, PDM, like before even when he's coaching, he was my mentor as well. So,
he was a brute on the field, so quiet and lovely off it. Like, I first met him over at Port Adelaide. It was on the Crows list, and the Port Maggies fans are known as being the most feral, and they normally hate anyone to do with the Crows. They loved your cousin. They were trying to raise money to pay him more than what he was on at the Crows to get him to play every week.
Living in Adelaide.
He loved the Magpies. He loved going down with, like, because it's a bit like Richmond, real passionate supporters, and he fitted in. It was just so weird. Like, it was a sample club trying to steal a guy from the AFL.
Love that. Should have done it.
Hey, boys, I think it's time to unpack a bit of baggage in our ruck lives.
Mm.
Guys, tell me about your first shin guard.
Oh, wow. Feels good to get this off my chest. First shin guard was a bit of foam I found in the physio room. Didn't have one going to the game. Found a bit of foam. I said, this will do the trick. It didn't do the trick.
Well done for getting through that.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Jace, what about you? First shin guard.
Yeah, the leftover ones from the soccer days didn't quite protect my shin at all.
Oh, a half shinner.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Bought from Rebel or somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yes.
Impact armor. The two words again. Impact armor will change your rucking lives.
Yeah.
It's light, it's durable.
Sure is.
It's felt, it's sexy.
It's awesome.
Get it on your shin.
Yeah, get rocked.
Impactarmor.com.au.
Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night same game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head. Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20, dashing off halfback, takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200 plus open group, or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change. T's and C's apply and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
We going to the spirit animal?
Spirit animal? Well, I think it's unanimous. I mean, unless Ivan wants to throw one in the mix, so just the player that lives our 200-plus values of just toughness and competing and doing weird things.
Edging.
But edging, anything you've got to do. Mm. I think it's Coxie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Big Mason, the Mason Cox show.
Yeah. He was unbelievable. Unreal.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. What I loved is he was so bad early. Like, well, just off. Like, dropped two marks. Missed a couple of goals, and I'm thinking, oh, no, Coxie, this isn't going to work. Like, you know what I mean? The monkey gets out of the cage in your head. You go, not my day today. Going to have a shit one. Mate. And then he just lit up.
It just gets confidence. You can see it, like, happening. You're like, okay. In that second quarter, I don't know if you guys watched it. Like, you saw him going, all right, here we go. Now I'm on. I'm on. He had, like, eight marks in the third quarter or something. It was unreal.
Yeah.
And he listens to the show, too.
He does. He's a bit blue, too. I saw him only a couple of hours ago, and he goes, did you see my message? See my message when he talked about a budgie smuggler thing about embarrassing moments clogging up the dunny. He clogged up the chute in the Collingwood room.
Wow.
Which is really, it's a good effort, by the way, Big Mace.
Yeah.
He's got good digestion or something. But he loves an awkward moment. So, I mean, anyone take your eye of just a big man?
Finn Lason?
Yeah, well.
Potential? Nah.
Oh, yeah, Coxie's week was amazing. So he's definitely my spirit animal of the week as well. I don't know.
We had Brisbane played 5 200-plus players on the weekend.
And the one was a sub. Big Darcy Fort was the sub.
Oh, yeah.
Ruck sub.
Yeah. Wow. I think that was a – I don't think Chris Fagan knew what he was doing because he said, I don't know why I did that. But he came on. That,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruck sub.
It was a ruck sub. It was warm and I had the tracksuit on and all that sort of stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Rare. Very rare.
Big Darcy Fort was the sub.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. So I'm just reading ahead to the next segment about who the winner could be for, do you want me to go into it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So obviously every week, thanks to Budgie Smuggler.
Oh, we're into that now.
Yeah. Sorry, the best comment on Instagram wins a $100 voucher. Thanks to Budgie Smuggler. And last week we told people to let us know that you know you're getting old when ...
Yes.
Now I think I've won. Because I have the most comments, most likes on the comment. And I just said I lied. I still find edging funny. So I won't give it to myself.
No.
A few we have here. You know you're getting old when you put your favourite pump up song in the pregame music cue, but when it comes on, all the boys say throwback. That's fair. Okay, another edging comment. Are we done with edging?
Okay.
Okay. You know you're old when you're still edging. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean that. You know you're old when you're the only one on the podcast who wears skinny jeans.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me. I am old.
Yeah. And then I've got to pick a winner here. I think the first one that I read out is the winner.
There was some goodies.
Pump up. Yeah. Thanks to Deck Osborne.
Yeah.
That's the winner there. So thank you. Good. I think with the comments, let's just get off the edging stuff as well now.
No, that's mainly you, mate. I'm trying to clean it up. So quick one, the Impact Armour man came in, who's our major sponsor, and he's creating like a shin guard legacy for the world. And someone made a donk edging joke while he was here.
Didn't like it.
And someone. He said to me, no, it wasn't me, because I was trying to, I'm trying to play up to our sponsors. Yeah. I'm putting on my suit and tie.
Mm.
And he goes, yeah, I heard all the dick talk one day. I thought I was listening to a different pod.
Oh, no.
Oh, so leave that alone. I thought he tuned into Pillow Talk on Spotify or something.
No.
So This week's Budgie Smuggler. So the best response gets the $100 voucher. And Big Ivan, you're involved in this. So this one is, if there was a movie about yourself, I want to know the title and the lead actor.
Like a movie that's already been made or
no, a movie to be made on your life.
Okay.
So a movie to be made on your life. Mm. Who plays the lead and what's the show? So for me, well, see, this is, you have to be a bit deeper here. You can't just have one thought and mail it in.
Mm.
I'm thinking it's Auto-Q is the movie,
Auto-Q. Great.
And I think the lead for me is Ryan Reynolds. I think I look a bit like him.
I can see a little bit,
Or maybe Richo.
Oh, that.
Anyway, so have a think about it. So just a movie that sums up your life, and I need an actor.
Okay. Well,
come on.
You've already picked mine. You
what's yours?
Your wild thing
and Major League by Charlie Sheen, apparently. So.
Your Major League 4.
Mine would be The Sun That Didn't Rise.
I don't mind it.
And Tom Hardy's the lead actor.
Yes.
Yeah, and Johnny Dunham. Either or. I can cast either of them. It can be. Right. Anything for us?
No.
Movie, mate.
No.
Jeez, you're on the spot. It's hard. Yeah,
you are a movie, like a late starter, bouncer in Swan Street. Security, listening to Def Leppard or whatever it was called. And then playing in a flag.
Bouncer's dream.
So the bouncer.
It might just be the Van Soldo show.
Yeah,
wow. Well,
just that. Just a doco.
Yeah, docudrama.
Yeah. Docudrama. Lost and found, throwing people around.
Yeah.
Why are you throwing people around?
You look a bit like Burt Reynolds with the mo. Do you know Burt Reynolds? He's a good looking man.
Is he?
Yeah. We'll get that up. Socials. Anyway, that went a bit flat. I've been in really good budgie form until then.
That was good.
But always give me something. Bring Darcy Ford in to finish the pod.
That was great. No, that's not me. That was good. So everyone will put a tile up during the week. Put your best answer down and the winner gets a $100 voucher thanks to Budgie Smuggler.
Good prize, great. That.
Hey, well, oh, sorry,
are
go.
Are we competing for hosting duties
here? No, I just want to, I'm just helping you see the ship here.
I wanted to have a bit of a crack at old Bull Young Bull because that did go off last week. So old Bull Young Bull, I'm 39. Goz is 30, Drape's 23. What are you? 26.
Yeah, 26.
So they're perfect. You're just that
good age.
Maturing good bull, right? Mm. This one, I want to think about life before social
media.
So
deep already.
Which is hard for you. So the pre-social media age, I'll give you a couple of examples. And
I'm with you.
I was going through Insta on the weekend and I saw the Northern Knights Insta. I don't know why I followed it. Maybe because you played there. Yeah, I played there many years ago. Mm. Anyway, so the kids made the Vic Metro team and they get full Insta stories. Insta bios, photos, hero shots. And I was going, fuck, back when you're in the TAC Cup and you're pretty happy with yourself, there was no Insta. So to brag to your friends or to get the message out, we used to put the jacket on and wear it to like the shopping centre. So that was the Insta of the day. You made the Vic Metro team. You had to put the jacket on and get seen. So there's one.
There's no status update.
She used to brag. The other one was like holidays, like photos. You had to take a disposable camera to take a snap.
Yeah, well, they're back in now anyway.
Are they? Yeah, they're back in now. They're back in.
Everyone's on them so hard. Yeah.
That's amazing. I was asking a few mates about this and they were going, look, occasionally there'd be a donker shot would pop up from a trip, but it wouldn't get processed. So you would even test it out. So people would just throw
They wouldn't print it out for you.
Random donk shot. Apparently, occasionally it would be in a different bag. They go, and Mr. Butler, these photos.
Unbelievable.
But normally it would be like, film a 28, you'd get 25 photos because they wouldn't produce the donk shot.
That's good. And no, I'm doing this weekend.
The other one, and I need you to think about this, was early dating, like courting the opposite sex.
Mm.
So there's no DM sliding 25 years ago.
Mm.
You had to ring the home phone and get past the dad.
Oh.
Like the mid-40s electrician.
Yeah.
And no wonder like...
I remember that.
Anxiety... Well, it wasn't really an issue because I think we just had to deal with it. Like, can you imagine? I think I would vomit before ringing my crush in year 9 because of the dad.
Yeah, that's bad. I remember the phone call one. I remember having to call the dad and be like, oh, hey, is so-and-so there? And then like, you know, you had two phones in the same house and if someone picked up the other one.
Oh, your mum or someone.
I'd hear mum just go, Oh, Mum, I can hear you on the other end. Can you please hang it up? Mid-phone call was the worst. But I remember
you,
that.
Do you remember this stuff?
Yeah, it's probably just a bit before my time. I was more thinking MSN. That got a pretty good go.
So how do you get in touch with someone these days?
These days, yeah. I'm on Instagram.
Oh. Yeah.
You know.
Seems aggressive.
MSN, yeah, you'd... yeah, ask your crush out on MSN and then like straight away you'd put like, I love you, babe.
Oh, so that's so easy. Weird to say that shit.
You wouldn't even like actually speak to her.
Yeah, cringe. Yeah.
Very cringe.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it's all character building though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's not that we didn't suffer with like, you know, the nerves and the anxiety of all this stuff, but if you wanted to talk to the girl and then... you had to get past Papa Bear.
No.
And if you were too scared to get to Papa Bear, the girl would tell the whole school,
yeah.
Pussy, you won't ring me.
Yeah, well, take away your top friends. Then she'll know. She'll get the message.
But yeah, we had it a lot easier with the MSN. He's hi, how are you? Good, you want to go out? Yeah. And that's it.
That's it.
Good two-day relationship as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 days later.
Yeah. Bio. Yeah. Love you so much, baby.
Yeah.
24 love hearts.
You have to get through the dial-up internet as well. Sometimes you can even call.
Dial-up. Or the, you know, the dad picking up and then going...
just hang up.
Mia!
Yeah.
It's Nick on the phone. And then you could almost hear the whole family at dinner squabbling and laughing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Times have changed, mate.
But have they changed for the better? Is the question at the end of all that. Would you want any of that? Would you want to take photos and not know that you'd... you know, your selfie, you don't know if it's good or you don't know if you fucked it up until 2 weeks later.
Yeah, but I reckon that makes it better. It's too easy these days. Like, you can take 100 photos and still not be happy with one.
Oh, I'm taking 28 dong shots this week and just taking down to Kmart. Just say, got this. Sorry. It was up there.
Yeah, it was up there.
Sorry.
If you could bring one back, which one?
Bring what?
The old days for a while.
I think, yeah, the...
would we be better served?
It's too easy in this day and age just to message someone instantly and just like, I don't know, ask a girl out or whatever. Whereas you had to grind for it back in the day.
You did.
Drop a note off at a cafe or something like that, but it doesn't happen anymore really.
Write notes. You used to have to study for your conversation. Like, you couldn't get the poor girl on for a chat and not have anything to say.
True.
So it was, you know, thank God that's cheat
over.
Sheet.
Yeah, thank God that's over. Yeah. Thank God. No, so that's all you want to know. Just want to see how times have changed.
Well, no, the... just, I wanted to know if you'd experienced it.
Saw
it.
Yeah, I was around.
Yeah, no. I had a little bit of that, yeah.
Did you?
I think the
call the home phone or call the mobile?
Yeah, I think I had my first mobile in maybe 8. So, the home phone transition phase is definitely there.
Good transition.
Yeah, I probably was in the transition phase, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just when technology...
call the middle.
Yeah.
The worst is when you run out of credit, you have to tell them, hey, I've only got 40 cents left.
Yeah.
So that's like six messages.
1-800-REVERSE.
Exactly. 1-800-REVERSE them. Yeah.
How do you reckon your baby draftees would go now with that?
Oh, yeah, shocking. They're just a different breed, the new group.
Tell me about the new ones.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Oh, I don't know. You'd know. They just come in. They're just so different. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, and it kills the older boys and the older coaches because they're just like, what is going on here? They're just way too relaxed. They're just
really? That's great. They're confident too.
Confident. Yeah.
I want to be them.
They're born in like 2003 or something, 2002 or something. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of confidence going on. Yeah. How they go around, this is totally a bit different, but like with the massage table and stuff.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know about that, mate. You know, if you were a young kid back in the day.
Get
back
off.
In the day, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that used to be around a bit before I came to the club,
I had that.
Yeah.
Just get a rub, just tell you, like, what the fuck are you doing? Get off. So, yeah, actually, my calves aren't that sore from that 25K session. That's all good. Don't worry about it.
Thank God that stuff's not around anymore. Yeah, but you might have experienced a bit of it.
Yeah, the hierarchy.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah. That had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, thank God it's gone already.
Yeah. Like, the older boys get looked after with the timings and stuff, but you don't like, you can't just go, get off. I'm on.
When you started, was there a bit of, but when I started, the coaches would give shit to the young players for getting massages. Like, come on, mate.
Yeah, you're young.
Play 100 games.
Yeah. I feel guilty for getting a massage.
Yeah.
Well, the young guys just get the graveyard shift of physio, 5 p.m. physio.
Yeah. That does happen a little bit.
Maybe the worst.
No, but it's probably gone too far the other way. It's like, we're too nice now, so you need to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, true.
Make them earn it.
Well, I did see Vossie gave the Blues boys a nice old cook.
He did. Cooked them.
Which was real old school.
It was needed.
Yeah. Was it?
Blues fan.
Yeah, they were a bit off.
Did you tell him to do it?
Well, I said Vossie. I sent him text saying, mate, have the boys edge pregame, yes or no?
Was it just that they were a bit off?
Oh, he just tested me back saying felt like it. That was it. That was it. But you guys have something in common. You played the Blues last week.
Yeah.
You're about to play them. Yep. Any insight? You can give any tips? What did you see out there?
We're rucking against Silvani this week, so be prepared for that. Mm.
DK as well.
Yeah, TDK. Oh, yeah. Nah, they got a nice duo there. They don't need any tips from me.
It's a big game footy though, isn't it? Like they're favourites for the first time in ages. Like you just smashed them. Like it was, everyone used to cringe for round one, going, "Oh my god, the Tigers are just going to smash the Blues."
Yeah.
And all they've got good again.
Yeah.
And you guys are sort of getting back to where you've been, so it should be a beauty of a game.
Yeah, I think. Especially after round one.
Yeah.
I think we lost pretty much because we gave 50s away. Like I feel like we gave, I reckon 10. I even gave one away, and I was like, okay, I don't feel like.
Is that the descent 50. Stuff straight away?
No, I think the descent took a while to come in, but it was like the
protected area
stuff. Took a while to get used to.
Yeah.
Because I missed the year. Like I actually don't remember any of that stuff. Usually just like get on the mark, push them back, move around. And now it's like, no, you got to stand. You got to run around the arcs. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't.
What's going on?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Yeah.
We also got another thing. We've both done our ACLs, unfortunately. So I was going to ask, how did you go with coming back from that?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. I had the whole year. Did you have a year out as well?
Yeah.
So I had a whole good year out, which is great. But yeah, it's pretty pretty testing character, I reckon. 100%. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. You almost feel ready at the end because you've done like so much. You felt like you've been like babied kind of through it. There's no sort of risk. But how long was it like? I was like 14 months, I think.
I think I was 16-ish.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good. Jeez. Yeah.
I had some follow-up surgeries as well, so it wasn't just like the one-off. Yeah. How many did you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had four Achilles surgeries, so...
you're a power athlete though. So
You know what? Credit to you two for actually both going through that, coming back, confidence to play again, now dominating. I said to myself, when I got drafted, if I ever do my knee, I'm out. 100%, I will leave the game if I ever do my knee. Just because I know mentally, I would never be able to come back from that.
Yeah, right.
You never learn, you start from scratch.
Yeah.
There's always a thing like when you run in the gym and it normally gets released out. And, but it's like that to footy is so far away.
Yeah.
But then you sort of get going at 8 months and play, so it shows how mentally tough you are. You've been playing forward a bit as well. I think it's a tough caper.
Yeah.
Forwards don't work it out till they're 25, let alone throwing a big boy down there, but you're going all right.
Oh, yeah, I do all right. I just compete, bring the ground. That's all they really want from me. But, yeah, so, like, I've come from never playing footy to playing ruck, and now I'm playing forward. It's like, I've actually never been to a forward meeting either. I'm just going down there.
On the fly.
Yeah, I'm just really on the fly.
Just now. Learning on the fly.
Yeah, all I need to, just fluff the outside and that's it.
What's that?
Same. It's interesting.
Yeah, same. Just working it out.
Big Lynchy's back.
Yep. He should be
who
back.
Who can play forward. We celebrate him a bit because he's such a nice, quiet guy, but geez, he's nasty too.
He sees
just
red
got
on
that
the field.
Streak.
Mm.
Yeah, he sees red on the field, doesn't he? Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but he's a legend off the field as well. And yeah, love playing with him. So
yeah. People don't like him, but you love him on your team.
Oh, wouldn't you? He would great at being. He's who you want to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Big marks, big games, can fight a bit,
kick
straight.
It was good.
Anything on Lynchy, we don't get to hear from you much. Is he up to anything? Like, what's he into?
He's, like, off-field, he's, like, pretty, like, switched on with his stuff.
Yeah.
He actually lives in Richmond as well, not far from here.
He's strutting around a bit.
Yeah, he might be moving, but... Yeah, he's number? Just like doing his top left window. He's he's doing like some building at the moment, like with his off field stuff with some corporates, so thinking about his future, which is good. But no, he's actually pretty clean. Yeah. Don't really have much on him.
And what are you gonna do in your future? When footy's done, you've got a couple of premiership medals.
Just one.
But I'm saying you might get another.
Oh, true. Five actually.
Years. You'd be a fair chance to be a two-time. What are you going to do after footy?
Yeah, no plans at the moment.
Really?
The plan is there's no plan at the moment. Yeah. I'm doing a little bit of studying here and there, but yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out, see what I want to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the study? What are you into?
Health science at the moment.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, could do anything, but I'm not too sure what I want to do. Yeah.
Fair enough. Just play good footy. The other question I had, and you boys touched on it, but is there a bit of a ruck brethren getting around in the league? Like, is there a nod and a wink? You don't really get to have a beer, but tell me about it. Like, if you get to have a chat, do you put shit on the new guys? Put shit on the old guys?
I reckon there's
raw doggers.
There's this like, especially I reckon with Drapes and I. There's like this period. It's like ruck development, and you just sort of like hang with each other. Not hang with each other, but you just get it. Like, I reckon, like, me, you, maybe Pitto. Like, we've just been playing VFL for that long and now we're like playing AFL together.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you see each other out, always get around each other. Yeah. We've seen each other out a lot of times. It's
culture building, isn't it?
It is a culture.
Mm-hmm. Matt Lynch is good. Max Lynch is.
Yeah, he is a good fella.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Yeah. It's our arms open to everyone.
It makes me warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. It's great.
Because everyone talks about the old days where guys used to drink piss together and they overrate it. They didn't do it that much. But it still goes on. And that was, you know, pre-Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
we used to have beers together. Yeah, we still have beers together.
Yeah.
Still good days.
Every AFL player goes to the same spots pretty much when they go on a night out, so you always bump into each other.
And where are we going again, just so I don't know?
Espy.
Espy, yeah, we always go
Espy's
there.
Espy's back.
I'll be there.
What about off-season? You can travel this year. Like, yeah, if you... I'm tipping it's going to be October. Any plans to duck off? Bit of Europe?
Definitely. We'll be going on a footy trip somewhere overseas.
Love a footy trip.
Have you got a location?
Who's the footy trip man?
Brody at the moment is the guy. Organising it all. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a massive advocate for it.
Yeah, you know? Good.
And everyone is as well. I think before, like 2019, we got like 30 plus blokes going.
Great culture.
Great culture.
Yeah,
big numbers, good culture.
Yeah, love that.
Thailand, was it that one?
Thailand, yeah.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it? You got Vegas to do?
Well, I actually want to go. I'm tossing up between going to like Japan or something, or just doing like some random like Vegas.
Okay. Yeah.
A couple of boys, yeah.
Vegas is good.
Do you have fundraisers and stuff?
Yeah, we'll be doing a comedy day.
Oh, you're sorted. You have it all planned out. That's great.
This is all on Broadway. That's
unbelievable.
So is this you have to do stand-up?
No, I think we'll have some guests in and then there'll be some like random people going up, selling themselves on a date or something.
Great.
Hopefully all the fans will get there.
That's how you win flags.
Love it.
Yeah. Footy trips and it's comedy
culture.
Days.
Yeah.
Off-field is more important than on-field.
Mate.
100%.
I was actually talking to Barry Young, ex-Essendon player at the function of the week, and telling about footy trip and raising money and stuff. He had this like genius idea where he'd run this competition. It was guess Sheeds' best ever 22.
Yeah.
And Sheeds wrote it down and people paid money to enter this competition. There was all these prizes and shit and he won like 100,000 or something like that. All together. It went to like two footy trips it paid for.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Use that.
It's all figured out. You guys got it all sorted.
Yeah.
Best footy trip ever.
Jeez, it makes you want to make a comeback.
I'm open to coming.
Mate, amazing to have you on.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you so much. And listen, have we got any more segments? So we tried some weird ones today.
You're going to do your T's and C's as well.
Yes, I do. Follow and subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Before we do that, mate, you get some great prizes too. So Cheeky Monkey voucher in Richmond, down at Swan Street. You get the Magic Hand Car Wash Deluxe voucher. 13 locations across Victoria. There's one in Richmond. And you get a nice pair of pink budgie smugglers with pineapples on them.
Like them.
That you can rock in Vegas or wherever you go. Oh,
yeah. Thailand, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Brilliant, mate. That was 200 plus. See you next week.
Ciao.
Nice.
Thank you.
Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night, same game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head. Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20. Dashing off halfback takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200 plus open group. Or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change. T's and C's apply and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.